Welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Dee Kayser, and my colleague Tammy Wagner is with me today. We are quality improvement advisors for the Great Plains Quality Innovation Network. Thanks for taking the time to join us. The topic for this podcast is all about multi-visit patients, or MVPs, and teach-back communication to stay healthy and out of the hospital. Hi, Tammy.
Well, hello, Dee, and everyone listening in.
So today we're going to talk about MVPs. Can you tell us what an MVP, or multi-visit patient, is?
I can. So a multi-visit patient, or MVP, is a healthcare super utilizer, is what we also call them, or we like to call them now MVPs. It's a person with 4 inpatient hospitalizations, or at least 5 emergency department visits, observation stays, which is usually around a 24-hour hospitalization stay, and then inpatient discharges combined in a 12-month look back time frame.
Okay, well, those times don't seem like that's that many. Why has this come to the forefront? Why are we talking about this?
Yeah, we want to be sure that people understand that when they access a hospital emergency department or call an ambulance, that it is for the right reasons. We want to be sure that those resources are there for those who need that access. We certainly want to be sure that a person is not having to return to the emergency department because of not understanding instructions from a provider, doctor, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, nurse, about their plan of care or an illness or chronic condition, or from any medication that they get, a new medication, an increase in the medication that they are taking. We also see that sometimes the emergency department is used simply to get a foot in the door to a warm and dry place, food and fluids, and other what we call social determinants of health. Social determinants of health are the conditions of the environments where people are born, live, learn, work, play, worship, and age that affect a wide range of health, functioning, quality of life outcomes. Examples include safe housing, transportation, and neighborhoods, racism, discrimination, violence, education, job opportunities, and income, access to nutritious foods and physical activity opportunities, as well as language and health literacy skills, or that understanding what your doctor or nurse is actually teaching or telling you. Please refer to learn more to our social determinants and health Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast and health literacy podcast for more information.
Okay, so the social determinants of health side of things, they can learn more about with our previous podcast. So I heard you say that sometimes these hospital admissions, ER admissions, could be due all to not understanding an instruction that was given to them. So what are you going to talk to us about today?
Yes, today I would like to talk more about making sure that a person understands what their physician, provider, or nurse is actually telling you. The instructions they give are so vitally important, but we all know they can be extremely confusing. And their written instructions, their verbal instructions. Health literacy is a term we use in healthcare. It is the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic health information and services needed to make appropriate health decisions. Comprehending and managing health for a chronic disease can be super challenging. The reason the instructions can be so confusing is because of what I call healthcare speak. Healthcare professionals have a language all on our own, and we can sometimes forget that other people don't speak the same language. For example, if I say, Dee, you have a hemoglobin A1C of 9.0, you have hyperglycemia, we are going to prescribe you with new medicine to take glucophage 500 milligrams QID. You weren't a healthcare provider. Would you understand this and what you were supposed to do?
Absolutely not. Way too much health speak. And I don't think there's enough episodes of Grey's Anatomy that a person would be able to understand that.
Exactly. This is just one example. I know you and I can name so many examples of poor instruction or teaching from healthcare providers. People want to do well. They don't want to take up the doctor or nurse's time. So many times when the physician or the nurse or even a pharmacist asks you, do you have any questions? At that moment, they don't. They're confused. There are many reasons for it. Feeling overwhelmed due to maybe a new diagnosis. Maybe the person doesn't understand, being scared, feeling sad, not sure what to do next. Sometimes the only thing that has been heard out of that person, the providers, nurses, whoever it is, a healthcare person's mouth is the diagnosis. That is all they can handle at that moment and even think about. This can be a dangerous time for that person and their caregiver or support person if they are with the patient. This is not a time to be polite or accepting. This is a time to be asking a lot of questions if possible.
Okay, so is there something that the healthcare provider and the patient can do to help alleviate some of this miscommunication?
Yeah, there is. There's something called teach back. A provider really should be using teach back. And when I say provider throughout this, I'm talking any healthcare person that is giving instruction, nurse, physician assistant, nurse practitioner, doctor, pharmacist, anyone. So they should be using teach back with any sharing of information from them to you or a support person. Teach back method is a way to verify a patient and support person's understanding of that health information that they are providing. If a provider is using teach back, the person is asked to repeat the instruction or information that was just received in their own words. The provider can ensure that the person and support person understand, and if not, can then reteach.
Okay, but what if the provider or person that's giving the instructions isn't using the teach back method?
That is a great question, Dee. That's why we're here on this Q-Tips podcast today. The great thing about teach back is you as the patient or support person can do teach back or repeat the instructions or information that was just shared by the provider back to the provider to ensure you understand, even if they don't ask you to. If this practice is done every single time with every single visit, there is less confusion about medications being started, side effects, diagnosis, and treatment. I have started doing this with every single office visit because a lot of my doctors don't do teach back. They have now learned that this is what I expect, and I hope that they have learned a little of this to do with some of their other patients.
Oh, that's a really good thing to do. So should we give an example?
I think so. Let's first do it the wrong way and then come back and do it the right way. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, I'm going to be the provider. So here we go. We're in an office setting. I'm the doctor. So here we go. Dee, your blood pressure was high again today, and I see you've been taking the lisinopril 5 milligrams every day. Now I'm going to increase that to 10 milligrams every day. So you can take two of your 5 milligram pills until your pills are gone. And then when you get your new prescription filled, that'll be a 10 milligram tablet, and you will just take one tablet each day. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And I leave the room.
Yep.
Now let's do this the teach back way. Okay. Dee, your blood pressure was high again today, 158 over 90. And I know you have been taking lisinopril 5 milligrams every single day. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Because you have been taking 5 milligrams of your lisinopril every day, Can you tell me when you normally take that medicine each day?
I take it every morning.
Okay. So you take lisinopril 5 milligrams every morning now, and because your blood pressure is still high, I think we should increase the lisinopril to 10 milligrams every day. When did you last refill your lisinopril prescription?
Oh, I just picked up a refill yesterday.
Okay. So you just filled your lisinopril 5 milligram prescription a day ago, and we are going to increase your prescription to 10 milligrams. So I'm going to ask you to take two of your 5 milligram pills each day in the morning until those pills are gone. And then when you pick up your new prescription, that should be a 10 milligram tablet. And when that 10 milligram tablet, you will take just one tablet each day. I want to be sure you understand this. So will you please tell me how you will take your medication now when you get home and then when you pick up your new prescription?
Okay, so I will take my current lisinopril 5 milligrams, 2 tablets every morning. And then once those are all gone, I'll pick up my new prescription and it'll be 10 milligram tablets. And then I'll go back to taking one 10 milligram tablet every morning.
That is correct. Thank you so much. And I will exit. That's the right way to teach back. So much clearer, isn't it?
And
you have no doubt that that person is walking out of there knowing what their instruction is and that they understand it.
And writing it down is always good too.
Yes.
And the patient writing it down in a way that they can understand would be really good. So that, you know, they're not trying to interpret what the physician or the nurse or whomever has written down. So, because memories don't last very long as we age, and they might have it that minute, but then when they walk out, they're confused. So, yeah.
That's true.
I always have to write everything down. So, anyway. All right. Well, is there any additional information or any other places people can learn more about TeachBack?
Yeah, we have some great TeachBack resources on our website at greatplainsqin.org. And you can search on the search bar, TeachBack, and it'll bring you up to some more information on TeachBack.
All right. Well, that's awesome. All right. Well, hopefully people will start to do the teach back and doing it back to their providers so they're sure that they have the communication straight and the instructions straight so that they can avoid ER visits and admissions to the hospital due to miscommunication. So great information. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
All right. We hope you enjoyed today's Q-tips for your ears session. We look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.
Have a great day.